2021 is happening. A debut album from Easy Life, everybody. Okay, your second delivery tonight. Brand new stuff from Black Midi. First taste of new music from this band since their Mercury Music Prize nominated Schlangenheim. What a debut album that was. I mean, total mind-melting chaos. And this really is no different. Apart from, dare I say it, it sounds slightly more organised. I mean, this is Black Midi we're talking about. Carnage always on the horizon. It's called John L.
Three ogres of old Sonny Boy, backed only by accordion. Three rows of pale brunettes, protecting from the crowd.
I mean, in some respects, that is a radio host's worst nightmare. I had no idea when that song was ending. But I absolutely loved it. Black Midi, John L. First taste of a brand new album called Cavalcade. Coming 28th of May. If you're not sure what a cavalcade is, it's a formal progression of people riding on horseback. All right, nothing formal about that track from Black Midi, but I do want to see the band walking out on stage on horseback in the future, please.
New music from Black Midi. The first since the album Schlangenheim. And in fact, it's taken from the next album, which has been scheduled for release on the 28th of May on Rough Trade Records once again. And this is a tune which will lead you a merry dance. It's a song about, apparently, what happens to cult leaders when their followers turn on them. Brand new, Black Midi, and this is John L. Once again, I don't know how almost to describe this record. That's no bad thing, I don't think. Black Midi return with a slightly, as we probably tell from that, an album which we promised will sound slightly different this time around. Guitarist Matt's taken a bit of time off away from the band, so they've added saxophone and keyboards. And you get this, which is interesting, following on from the Opus Kink record, which we played yesterday, which almost had a hint of the Block heads about it, with that, which follows on with its sort of 80s carefree, punk, funk free jazz, rumblings of DIY hardcore. It's all there, and as I say, all very hard to explain. We'll know more when the album arrives on May the 28th. In the meantime, the full version of that, which we've just played, will be available on 12-inch singles shortly, we're told, from the second Black Midi album due in May, which will be called Cavalcade. That was called John L.
BBC Sounds.